Hi, my name is Wes McMahon, and I'm running for Chapel Hill Town Council. I was inspired to join this race because of my commitment to community service here in Chapel Hill, my ability to connect people with issues they care about, and my desire to take action to help solve our big problems. The top three issues for me in this race are financial stability and sustainability, economic development for a vibrant Chapel Hill, and investing in our parks and greenways. Here in Chapel Hill, we are facing federal funding cuts, we're facing increasing costs, and we still have a lot of things we want to do as a town. We're not on a path right now of financial sustainability to have it all work out. So we have to figure out how we're going to analyze our spending to make some budget decisions, some budget cuts based on data. We're going to have to look at how we can increase revenue across town, and we're going to have to find a way to increase other types of revenue that are outside increasing residential property taxes as a way to fund our values. We're now surrounded by a number of growing communities. You can think Chatham County, you can think Mebane, Burlington. These are great towns with affordable place to live. So we need to make sure that Chapel Hill is a vibrant place that people say, hey, I want to come and live here, start my business here, and raise my family here. And a key part of that is making sure that we have a growing economic and entertainment district in town where people want to come here and live. We're going to have to make some tough decisions on our budget. At the same time, as we're building more housing, we have a commitment to building greenways that can get our commuters around safely in town. We haven't really built enough of our greenway network out. I want to work to pivot to where we can make smaller connections in our greenways so that we can have larger networks in town. We do not want to fall behind in Chapel Hill. The number one thing we have to do is get our results. We have to know where our money is going and what are we getting in return for it. I don't think that our town council has led with real concrete data on what is working well. Our affordable housing is one area where we are tracking data. I want to see that kind of information used to make evidence-based decisions on all of our other departments in town. For example, you can look at how much we spend on transit. I could say, well, the bus doesn't come by my house, so that would be a good place to cut. That's not very effective decision-making. We need to look at what value that particular department is bringing to our town and make those decisions based on real data, as opposed to my opinion or what I feel like is a service that is a great one for the town or for me. So I'm going to bring a real evidence-based approach to this, and we're going to make decisions based on data. This financial sustainability piece is all about housing and the fact that we have lost 1,300 students in our school system. We've got 40,000 people commuting into town to work each day. Our teachers don't live here. Our firefighters don't live here. Our police officers don't live here. This is all related to housing. So the only way we're going to find a way forward to make Chapel Hill a place for everyone is to create more housing. And the other piece to that, too, is housing in Chapel Hill is one of our major commercial tax generators. So when we talk about diversifying our tax base and growing our commercial tax base, it's not thinking about large businesses, large corporations. It's thinking about housing. These multifamily units actually generate a lot of revenue for our town. So when people look at these apartments going up, I want them to think about people living here who want to be here, but also the amazing amount of commercial taxes it's generating that will help us fund what we want to do and also reduce the burden on residential property taxpayers. The number one thing we have to do is keep people safe. Our town can benefit from a comprehensive community safety plan where we're talking about keeping our immigrants safe, our LGBTQ plus neighbors safe, our unhoused population safe, and our students and residents and everyone who is here safe. Look, the federal government is replacing our funding with fear. Our state government isn't passing a budget. We're going to have to work with our neighboring communities in the region, with our county, to do this work in partnership. Chapel Hill has amazing people in town, from porch to table to our congregations on Franklin Street, that are all doing what they can to help our community members stay safe. We're going to have to build those partnerships out. I truly believe that people in Chapel Hill are looking to their local government to have it together. And one of the things I want to bring is a sense that working together is not optional, and it's not Pollyanna, it's not naive. We really have to straighten our priorities and work together as a team, because that's the only way we're going to solve our problems, but that's what people want and need. When voters see my name on the ballot, I want them to see someone who has dedicated the last 11 years in Chapel Hill to community service. I started off on the board of North Carolinians Against Gun Violence, where I spent years advocating for changes in our gun laws. I was on the Parks and Rec Commission, where I helped advocate for getting more kids into school summer camps, getting more funding for our inclusive playground, something I personally worked hard on, getting upgrades to our tennis courts and our greenways, and now on the Planning Commission. So I have done the work of learning about our land use ordinance, making these trade-offs to try to get our town to move into a brighter future where we have better affordability, better housing options, and a better way of life for everyone. So I've put in the work, and I'm ready to step up to serve everyone on town council.